This is a be because this is a beginning of something, I don't think we want to rush through it, okay? And I don't think, I absolutely take your point, Kathy, on how it would be great to debate each one of these issues, but it's now 4 o'clock, and I don't want to close the discussion. That's absolutely not what I want to do. I want to keep it going in ways that are optimal and the most productive. Thank you, Gretchen. So Becky Lentz has made a suggestion that I think could be very productive. If each one of us, after we're done here this afternoon, could take 15 minutes, actually not even 15 minutes, let's take 3 minutes. Take 3 minutes. Answer 3 questions. First question, and remember, Gretchen actually raised a really important point earlier. She said, you know, who am I coming here? Am I representing, you know, nobody asked me to come here. We brought you together because you're members of different organizations, different communities, right? You have many different hats that you wear at different times. You're coming into this room as yourself, right? So for you, yourself, what is your key issue coming out of this conference? So that's the first one. As you yourself, what is your key issue coming out of this conference?
Sarah, what do you mean by issue?
Yes, you're right. Thank you, Errol. What is your, of the policy issues that we've discussed this weekend, what is your key issue? What is the one policy issue that you think is most important coming out of this? Second point, again, you yourself, how do you want to move forward on this policy point? This is something that you're saying is important to you. It's a priority for you. You're passionate about it. God, you're passionate enough about it to have sat here for 2.5 days, okay? So if it's that important to you, what are you willing to do? What do you want to do moving forward on this issue? And the third thing is, how would you like to stay in touch about this issue? How do you want to be able to work with others on this issue? Do you want it to be a listserv? Do you want to have a blog page devoted to this issue on our website, on the Journalism Strategies website? Remember, Journalism Strategies isn't meant to be anything more than a group of people who coalesce from time to time to talk about journalism-specific issues. We can create a space. If we want to create that space, we will need people who will help us keep that space alive, because I don't think the 4 grad students have the time to continue working on this in the way that we have in the past. So if these issues are important to you, if you want to keep moving forward, we will need your help on this. So tell us how you would like to stay in touch. Is it a listserv? Is it a wiki? Is it a blog on our page? Is it something that I haven't thought of in the last 30 seconds?
Okay. Or is it another conference that maybe someone else wants to host in their city or institution?
I don't know. It's too bad Juan left. Maybe he could invite us to Barcelona. Next one there. So that's a 3-minute survey. Gretchen will collect them. So if you just want to take 3 minutes, do that right now. Then we can come back to something that Paul and Bob have suggested as well. Yes, please, put your names on them. And how we contact you. Next thing is Paul's suggestion of a statement. That's for everyone else. Okay, actually, thank you, Becky. Becky has just clarified. I was about to cut off possibilities, which is a no-no in deliberative circles. When I say policy issue, what is your key problem or issue? Define it as you would. Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Now you look official.
What do you want for Christmas, Kai? If I could put it that way. On vient d'avoir une question excellente en français. Si vous, vous parlez français, bien sûr, faire ça en français. Et je m'excuse, mon français n'est pas si fort.
Questions again?
Okay, so the first question was, what is your personal key issue coming out of this conference? You've just spent 2.5 days thinking about this stuff. What's really important to you? What's the thing that's left a burning stake in your heart that you want to move forward on? And then the second point is, how do you want to move forward? What do you think would be a constructive way to move forward on this issue? And then the third question is, how would you like to stay in touch? Is it a website? Is it a listserv? Is it a blog? Is it something else? How would you like to stay in touch with people who have that same burning stake in their hearts after this conference? Not to overstate it. Oh, yes, there is swag for those of you who didn't get it. You know, this would be a good time to say thank you to all the volunteers, the people who helped us put this together. The logo was actually a volunteer project. It was created by the person who... I didn't. Thank you. It was created by the person who designed our website. We had a question here about clarification on the second question. How would you like to move forward? Would you like to have a working group? Would you like to have a conference? Would you like to have a demo on Parliamentella? Now I'm just making it up as I go along. What kind of advocacy would you like to take? I still see some pens writing, and I think in the interest of fairness, we'll give folks another couple of minutes. But if you could think about starting to wrap it up. I feel like I'm doing a news quiz, Teresa. I've already talked way more than I planned. Is there anyone in the room who needs more time? Yep, okay. We'll give you another minute. Is that fair? Okay. Okay, good. I think your minute is up, Annabelle. Actually, I'm kidding. You can keep working on it, but I'm going to keep moving on with the program. What I would like to do at this point is I will go to Paul first, and then I will go to Bob, because both raised interesting points, and then we'll start wrapping this up. Paul, you had a suggestion that you wanted to see a statement, some kind of concluding statement. If you could explain that a little bit.
Well, I did think that it, you know, something was better than nothing. Yeah. And, you know, it seemed to me that the most, well, I mean, I feel personally, but I also think that we could, it would be easy to achieve some kind of agreement on a very simple statement that, you know, the conference brought together people from diverse, from a broad range of areas of journalism, types of journalism, people who are concerned with journalism, people who study journalism, people who want to see journalism succeed and thrive for, you know, a number of reasons connected with the health and thriving of our society and the world, and that we were I don't know what's the right verb, surprised, but something more powerful than that, that we were thrilled or delighted or you know, exhilarated, yeah, whatever, with the opportunities for interchange, the you know, the opportunity to become familiar with with other perspectives, and that you know, we look forward, and most important, we look and that a conversation has begun that large numbers of people need to be involved in as well, and that there needs to be outreach to. We realize that other people are thinking about these issues, talking about them, confronting them in their daily practice and work and so on, and that the conversation needs to be broadened. You know, I just put that. Used to dictate stories out of my notebook, and I used to be able better at this, but I haven't done it for a while, so that's a little convoluted. But
no, but that gets the idea out there. And what we were going to suggest is that anyone who would like to be directly involved in the crafting of that statement, perhaps you can meet after we wrap, either briefly to decide to meet again, or actually craft the statement. I leave that totally up to you.
Yeah, but I mean, look, just to be like, to write the headline, the two elements are broad perspectives coming together, very positive experience, number one. Number two, conversation needs to be continued and outreach broadened out to everybody who cares about journalism in this country.
Right, and if anyone wants to work on the exact or craft the exact wording of that, they can meet later. Gretchen?
We can type it up from the archive of today's show and post it up on the website. I think if people generally agree with the sentiment that was just expressed, we can dictate it literally from the website and throw it up after.
Good. Excellent. Okay, and the other point, Bob, you were suggesting that there might be a two-page article in this?
Yeah, this is in line with Paul's suggestion, except a bit longer statement or piece. I'm just wondering if there's any journalism students here who might like an extra, you know, a chance to do a publication, a short article, using these points here, so that, you know, we have spent the afternoon preparing these points. They're not at this stage ready to go forward as policy proposals, but what they could be is part of a story about this conference, right? A short two-page article for a journal like Media Magazine, if it's still publishing. I think it's online. Maybe something in Quebec as well.
Maybe a G-Source and
Question.
Yep.
Oh, yep. That's
a great idea. Sure. It could be multi, you know, placed, right? Different platforms. If there's somebody who'd like to take that on, I think you've got the basis here for an interesting, maybe 800-word piece. And that's something, you know, you present these as a set of ideas that were discussed, right, and there's, you know, for further discussion, but just as an example of the nature of our discussions, and also I would add to Paul's statement, not necessarily a third component for his statement, but in the article, what is the reason for this conference? Why there's such grounds for concern? Right, I think we need probably a paragraph or two in that as well.
A little bit of context.
Yeah. So that's basically my, and you've actually got a lot of that, I think, in your preamble the on your website already, right? So I just wonder if there's anybody who'd like to take that on. Yeah.
Or we could use your presentation as a guide. Your presentation this morning. This morning.
Can you mic that, please, Teresa?
Yesterday morning. No, thanks.
Okay, this is an interesting suggestion, and again, if you're interested in working on that, please, this is something that we can discuss after this, yeah? After we wrap up here. Gretchen, you were about to add something?
In relationship to that point, I wanted to say that we are presenting a report back on this conference at CCA, which is happening this year in London. Am I making that up? Waterloo, one of those towns down there in Ontario. In Waterloo, end of May, beginning of June. Yep. So I think that in terms of representing this, yes, it's great if a journalist and student in the room wants to take this on and present it in one of the magazines that was mentioned. But in addition to that, we are also planning on presenting a version of this, especially, you know, the recommendations, but also to talk about some of the challenges of putting on this conference and trying to facilitate the whole project. That will be discussed at CCA this year. So maybe there will be something coming out of that as well.
Okay. And finally, Gretchen is... Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
I just wanted to say that the website of LAGIC, agic.qc.ca, will be reporting also on this conference. I will be writing blog posts in the next week about this. So.
Excellent. Thank you. Finally, Gretchen has made a really good idea. I know that I have certainly hogged the microphone a little more than I had intended this afternoon. So for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to participate as much as you would have liked, if we will give the final word to you this afternoon. If we would like to wrap this up within 10 minutes. And if you've got one last thing to say, one closing comment, please keep it to about a minute.
I know we have your paper comments here, but it's good to at least extend you an opportunity to take the mic. So particularly for those people who have not spoken, if you have anything to add at this point, and Teresa has the microphone if you'd like to take it.
I think just for myself, doing mostly print through the Dominion magazine and through the website, there aren't a lot of like sectoral meetups for a lot of magazines, and especially grassroots. Like, it's a small community, and I feel like we haven't gotten that much chance for the media call to kind of come to these types of conferences and kind of talk about what we're trying to do and how we're working. And often we kind of see ourselves as a bit of a silo when it comes to even talking with people in traditional media and stuff like that. And so, I just think it was really useful and valuable to be here and kind of just to get that out there and see how we can maybe really build on that kind of cross-sector kind of meetings and stuff like that, and also reach out. I think there's a lot of community media and alternative media that might not even think that they fit within those kinds of sectors, and to kind of see like where they would. Because I think before this weekend, I wouldn't have really have thought about like how we kind of fit into those kinds of different groupings and everything. So I thought it was really interesting. And I have some copies of the Dominion here with me in case anybody wants some copies before they go.
Excellent. Thanks, Jim.
Hi, I'm Mark Latham. I, like some of us, I came all the way here from Vancouver, Canada, and that was one of the greatest things was to meet all you folks here and share the ideas. So if you're ever passing through Vancouver, look us up, say hello. I'm Mark at votermedia.org, and maybe that's one thing we could do is have some kind of follow-up or contact on the website for those who want to share their contact information.
Okay, we can do that. We can if you would like to share your contact information and don't mind having it public, absolutely.
Anybody else
that hasn't spoken at this afternoon? Owen, I think you're being volunteered.
Wow. No, well, I missed a lot of what happened earlier today, unfortunately, but it was nice to be able to catch the recommendations you guys came up with, and it was actually really interesting, so my timing was good in that regard. And as has already been mentioned, it was great to come and see and meet new people. One thing that I had sort of hoped to do was be able to talk about the ideas, but as was suggested, we'll sort of offline that, and that can exist online. And I think it's a great idea to have this be sort of a living experience that continues, that doesn't necessarily end today. But yeah, no, it was great.
Okay, thanks, Owen. Anyone else before we go? Even somebody who's spoken before?
Yeah, I've already said that, and I think other people have said it, but I want to say it again. Thank you so much to the organizers and volunteers. It was a fantastic conference. Thanks a lot.
Just a word on that, if I could. Thank you, first of all, because when I used to produce TV, when we used to produce panels, one of the questions that we would ask about a potential guest was, are they going to come to play? Are they going to come to play? Are they going to be engaged in this conversation? Are they going to take it on? And I thank all of you for coming to play. But I don't want to have the last word, so if there's somebody else out there who still has something that they'd like to say.
Thank you, Kristen, for everything you've done. I mean, Kristen has really worked a crazy amount of time.
Kristen, I just wanted to, we've worked hard, but you've worked particularly hard, so we just wanted to thank you very much for everything that you've done.
Are you going to embarrass me, Simon?
No, don't cry. Don't cry. That's seriously, Kristen. You know, thank you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, if that's the case, I think our work here is done for now. Thank you again very much for coming out to devoting your ideas and your energies, particularly those two of you who took the time to respond to our call for papers and who worked and delivered your papers on time and put together PowerPoints that you had ready 2 weeks before the conference date. So that's all very much appreciated. And thank you, too, to the other organizers, Gretchen King, Errol Solomon, Simon Thibault, and, of course, big shout-out to Thomas Ledwell and his team of volunteers who have built the website and our comms. Okay. I'm going to shut it down right now. I feel like going for a drink. I don't know about the rest of you. We don't actually have a reception tonight, but I'm sure we could find an appropriate venue nearby. Okay.
Seconded.
Done.
Do you want to meet in the lobby?